We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a question. Remember, we're talking about the Machlokes of Halach, if it's Chayav or Pata. Meisvei. We have here a shtar that says, Shloim Dinrim. It says that a certain person borrowed from Pliny, Shloim, didn't say how much. Or it said Dinrim, didn't say how much. So Stam Shloim would be two Shloim, maybe, or two Dinrim, doesn't say how much. So it could be five, it could be ten. So here we have a star. Ruvik Amish Shemishal, have a star. You owe me Slaam, or you owe me Dinrim. So Malva Amachamish, the Malva says you owe me five. But Loiva Mishalish, the Loiva says I owe three. Rav Shimon Ralaz Oimer, Hoyle Vahoy de Mixa Tiny Shava. It's a classic Moida Mixas. I'm tiny five, you're tiny three. So you're Moida Mixas, you have to make a shvu on the other two. Rabbi Kiva Imino, Ain El Kameshav Aveda Upata. This guy has a Migu. Meshav Aveda means that he has a Migu, because I could have said two. And I would have still had the star behind me, because the star says Sloim, so I could have said two, and I'm saying three, so I'm Avamigu, and therefore I'm Pater. K'tani Mia, and he'll pay three, and that's it, because I could have said two. So Rav Mechlech Lekiv Rav Shimon Laza. K'tani Mias, Rav Shimon Laza Oimer, Hoyel V'hoy De Mixa Tani Yeshava. Rav Shimon Laza says, you are Chai V'asmoy De Mixas. Now, the Gemara makes a diak. Why did Taim Adam HaShalosh, why do we say Rav Mechlech Zafka by three and five? Hashtayim, let's say it would be two, Pater. If the guy would have tied it two, it sounds like it'd be a potter. It sounds like Shimon Laza is only chayiv moed mixas if you say three. But if you said two, you're potter. Why? It must be, I'll tell you why. Because if it would have said two, so then that's ke'ilu, it's paid up already. Why is ke'ilu paid up already? So Rashi explains, there's a shivat karka. So if I'm moed on two, the star definitely could collect two, because the minimum is two. So there it's ke'ilu, you have it already. So you know why everyone agrees by two, you're potter? Because there it's helich. So it's a raya to Rav Sheshes, and not like Rav Chia, it's a raya shema mino, helich potter. Zog to Gemara, loy. Lo'oy lo'moy meloch, shtayim nami chayiv. Betzim, I'll tell you, two is chayiv. V'hai diktoni, betzim two is chayiv also. V'hai diktoni shalosh, lafukim Rav Akiva, the reason why we said three is lafuka Rav Akiva. Because Rav Akiva holds that if you taina three, there's a migu there. But if you were taina two, there even Rav Akiva would agree that you're chayiv for shua. Because there's no reason. There he had to say two. Why? Because the shtar said two. So there he'd be chayiv amay de mixas. Only because he said three. Would you, only if you said three, would you have a migu. So this, therefore, avada, two is chayiv also, according to Rav Shimon Laza. Three and two is chayiv by the mixas. Why do you pick a case of three? Lafukir Rav Akiva, because there Rav Akiva held that it's a meshiv aveda and yipater, because he said three, he gave an extra one, and he gave extra, the nice guy gave extra one, to be yipater. Kamash Valon, that Rav Shimon Laza says, the way the mixas are tied to have a chayiv, he argues with Rav Akiva and he holds that you chayiv. So it comes, I was saying right now, really by two you chayiv. And Rav Shimon Laza picked three, just lafuki Rabbi Kiva, because there you have a migu. Now, why is that considered a migu? Maybe if you're Rabbi Kiva, if two is chayiv, so you know I didn't say two, you don't want to be chayiv ashur. He said three. So the top toys speaks out. Va'afagav, let's see the top toys inside. Va'afagav v'shtayim chayiv. Choshe Rabbi Kiva meisha aveda, k'shom ha'shtayim nira yoyis enemel fisha ashtar messiah. He still considered meisha aveda. Mind you, if he would have said two, he would have looked better, because he's the same line exactly like the star. And he said three. He went out on a limb and said three, that's a migu. Akaponim, right now, that's what we're learning from Shimon Laza, he's really chayiv by two, and there's no halach. We hold halach is chayiv. Break the Gemara, if that's the case, he should have said, if it's chayiv, that even three is chayiv, and there's no migu, so let him say, afza chayiv. It's mashma, only three is chayiv. Only three is chayiv, and not two. So it's mashma, two is takapata. And if two is potter, it must be because of halach. It's a raya, the halach is potter. So tomorrow you're right. El oilam shtayim potter. And still, it's not because of halach. The halach chayiv. So why taka, if you say two, are you potter? With a shua. Shani hacha, the kumasiyeh yalei shtara. When you say two, you know you're potter from a shua on the rest? Because the edim are being made like you. And then, there the case, it's a raya, only owe two. Because why don't they write the minyan in the shtar? Why don't they write how much? They wrote stam, slom, or dinrim. It must be. It was only two. And since the star is a riot to him, he'd be part of Fama Shua. That'd be one shot. Why be part of? We're saying, really, Eilech is Chai. Why be part of two? First shot is because we say Eilech Star. Inami, from the Havli Shtar, Shivat Kakoyos. Ve'enish Po'im, Al Kfiras, Shivat Kakoyos. The other reason like this, that the Shtar is a Shivat Kakoyos. And the Hoidah, turns out, is Hoidah on something that my karkar is Meshuvah to it. We know that Moedah Miksas, on even like usually you learn that we know you can't make a shvuah on karka. Not only a kfira on something that shibud karkoyes, don't you make a shvuah? But even a hoidah that has shibud karkoyes, it's not called a hoidah. That means if you have a hoidah that has shaykhis to a karka, the property, there is no shvuah on that. Here when I was moidon two that are chayiv, those two I'm chayiv, now you could go to my field and collect it, go to my property and collect it. That's called hoidah in shibud karkoyes. There's no shvu on shivu kakoyis. If you see Rashi, the middle of Inami, he says, "Ukeshem shein shvu amal kfiris kakoyis, kach hoida osam the hoida in a mivir de shvu the kakoyis in miut b'tarish shvu." There's a miut of kakoyis from the tarish shvu. So the two mahalchim, why two is potter? Not because of helach. Helach's chay. Here either because the shtar is saying like I'm saying if I'm potter shvu, or because the hoida turns out to be a shibud kakoyis and there's no shvu on shibud kakoyis. Zot Gemara Vayta, similar Gemara, but this Gemara starts from the Sefer. Ika the Moisim is Sefer. Some ask a kasha from the Sefer. Rabbi Kiva, Ima, Ene El Kamei Shav Aveda Opata. Time with Dama Sholish, where you have a Migu. Hosh time, it sounds like Bichayev on a Shvua. And Frank the Gemara, Vashtar, the Kamoide Beke Helik Dami, a star, if you're Moide, so the star is like Yilu, it's collected already, because of Shiva Kakoyis, so it should be like Helik. Shema Amino Helik Chayev. You see Helik is Chayev, because Mashma only, Rabbi Kiva only, Pat, is only by Meish Aveda, which is three, not by two. Maybe you eat potter by shtayim, and v'hodik tani shalosh lafukim. Maybe really shtayim is potter because of halach. Aye, why did he say shalosh? He won't say potter. Let him say two is potter. Why say three? V'hodik shalosh lafukim shimur lozu. Don't you mix the tana hava v'chayiv? There, Rav Shimon holds chayiv by three because there is no halach there, and this is chayiv. K'mas v'lon the meis v'edo hava potter. And therefore, Kiva is teaching you there's a migu in your potter. That's why he said three. One teacher is an amigu. Two will be potter anyway, it's heilich. But you want to say three is potter alts meishav aveda. So, it's mistavra to say that two is potter because of heilich, and the whole discussion is on three. If two will be chayiv, b'sholish teich a potter Rabbi Kiva. Why potter Rabbi Kiva for amigu? This is a kasha we mentioned before, Vitaisis. Now, says this is a kasha. The b'sholish, why you potter by three? Because amigu, it's not amigu. Hi, Rumi Kamarim. He's making a trick on you. Savar, Iyamina Shtai, and Bina Shtabui. If I say two, I'm going to have to swear. Eima Shalosh, Tavik Mesha Avedav, Iftar. Let me say three, so I should be Potter. Shalosh, Mami, no, Shtai, Nami, Potter. Two is also Potter, then it's a real Migu. He could have been Potter with two. He says three, he's definitely a Mesha Avedav. So what comes out? Coming out now, we're proving that two is Taka Potter. Why is two Potter? Because Lamai said, what else would be the Migu if not? So if that's true, so why is two Potter? We're assuming because of Halach. So it's a kasha Rav Chia now, el kasha Rav Chia, it's a kasha Rav Chia. And for the Gemara, Shani Hostam, come and say a star. The reason why you part by two is because the star is bringing a riot to you. Inami, you should have a star, Shiva Kakoyes, ve'ein ishba ma kfiris Shiva Kakoyes. And you don't swear on kfiris Shiva Kakoyes, and even by Dov of Shiva Kakoyes, you don't make a shua. So just to recap, and make it very clear to everyone, basically the Gemara comes like this. Two is Potter. And the Gemara proved it from the ratio and the Sefer two is potter. From the ratio of Kusada should have said af chayiv. It's mashma that's potter by two. Firmish Shemalaza. And Rekiva two has the potter because not what's the migu. So two is potter. Two is potter. It sounds like halach is potter. So we have two other pshat why two could be potter besides halach. Either because the shtar didn't say yeah to you, or because it's aydah on something that the karka has b'shuvah. There's no shvu on that. So come to three reasons why you could be potter by two. Either it's halach, or it's mesiyah, or it's kriya shirikayis. And we prove from two places that two is potter. Because Rav Shimla didn't say af, and Rabbi Kiva has a migu. And it's a migu only if he would have been potter, then it's a migu. So it's very geshmak and very clear, geshmak of Gemara. Zog to Gemara Vayta, another kasha on Helich. Mosim azucha breder Rav Nachman, a mishnah and mestechtos shvuas. It says like this, tonu kelim kakoyis. You walk over to Rubrics of the Shimon, says, you owe me kelim and kakoyis. First of all, you took my farbware set, and you also took a piece of karka from me. And the guy says, yeah, right, I took the pots. How you do with kelim? A couple of guys. He says, I took the pots, but the karka, what are you talking about? This is my house. Or the opposite. How you do with kakoyis? You know, the house is yours, but the pots are mine. A couple of kelim. So the law is, either way you're potter. You know, you might have mixed us. you're potter. Why? Because one half is karkayas. Remember, one half, either the kfiru or the idol is karkayas, so you don't make a shvua, you're potter. Hoida mix the karkayas. If you're maidan some of the karkayas, that's all you're maidan, you're also potter. But if you hoida mix as kalim, you say, the big pot is mine, the small pot's yours, and the karka is not yours. The loch is, you make a shvua on the pots and the karka. Everything. Mixgem chayiv. You know why? We'll see in a second why. But Pasha, the reason is that Gilgal Shvua. Once you chayiv on Kalim, you can make Gilgal Shvua on the Karka.
But
there's no Haidah there. The Haidah is in Karka. You have to have a Kfira and Haidah in Kalim. That's the only way to be chayiv Shvua. If you have exclusively Haidah in Karkaris, or exclusively a Kfira in Karkaris, nothing doing. You have to have in the Kalim itself a Haidah Mixas. So in the Kalim itself, the Mixas, once you can make Shvua and other things. The Akana Mishnah, beautiful Mishnah in Shavuos. The Mara makes a diak now. Taima the Kalim the Karkoyos the Karka la Vashvui. The only reason why it's no Shavu is because you have Kalim and Karkoyos and the Karka is not a Vashvua. Or Kalim and Kalim doing the Kalim and Karkoyos. If you had a case of Kalim and Kalim, pots and silverware that were doing the Kalim and Karkoyos, Chayiv. Hechidami, what's the case that's similar? Lav Dama la Helech. Vishvam la Helech Chayiv. Karka something, it doesn't move anywhere. Wherever it is, it belongs to the Bailim. So unless you had a Kalim and Kalim in such a case like Karka, wherever it was, it belonged to someone, you would be Chayiv. I helech, so it's a rai helech chayiv. Everything more loyal. Elam elach kelim kelim nami potter. Well, it's helech. So why do we pick a case of kelim kakayis? They case kelim bechish kelim kelim. Vog tani kelim kakayis. So kamash v'lon this chiddush. Hoydom and mixas kelim is chayiv afa kakayis. I'm already the chiddush that we just spoke out. That if you moid on some of the pots, then you can even make a shvua on the karka. So Frank tomorrow, what's that chiddush? My kamash v'lon zaykikim. The chiddush you do gilgal shvua. Tanina, it's a mishnah mesechtas kedushin. Zoykim an achasim she'el machrayis. Es an achasim she'el machrayis, it's shav aleihem. The achasim she'el machrayis means metaltem. Anything that no achrayis means metaltem. That could force the karka that has a achrayis to make a shvua. So what do you need a mishnah shvuas for that? We have mishnah kedushin. So Gemara, no. Halcha ikar. In mesechtas shvuas, that's the main place. That's the main place of gilgal shvua. That's the chiddush of mixas kelim, that you chayv shvua and everything as gilgal shvua. Halcha ikar. In Kedushin, it's Agav Groro. So Gemara ends off, one more Gemara here, on top of the Amid. So what am I answer? It's like Gilgal Shvua, mixes Kalim. Avada Helich would be Potter, maybe. So Manda Mahelich Potter, am I Yitzchakol with the Karka Meshvua? Why do you have to be Mayat Karka Meshvua? Every Karka, a Moidan Karka, it's Helich. Wherever it is, belongs to the owner. So the chayyav, if mani apart, why do you need a pasuk with special klal prata klal to mayit karka from shua? How called karka helichu? Tomorrow says two trutzim. Amalach itzur kra heichad the chafa ba bayrin bayrus shichem aris. There's a way they can ruin a karka. If you took a karka and it's not here anymore, it turned into a cave. So there, it's a case where the karka is no helich. You got to replace the money or fill up the karka. You got to do something. So there's no helich over there. So there is a way where you'll have a non-halach by karka, that's an imiyat. Inami, the obvious one. Hechad a tonu kelim v'karkoyis. I asked you, I told you, you stole my house and my farmware. V'hoida v'kelim, is my kelim v'kof v'karkoyis. When you kofir v'karkoyis, there's not a shayla v'halach. So who said kofir v'karkoyis is potter? Who told you kofir v'karkoyis is potter? On that, you need the pasuk, the cloud, prat the cloud, tell you there is no shvua by karka, and that includes kfira on the karka. That denying the karka, that also is enough that you're part of a shua because the karka is a part of a shua. So that's why you need a pasuk. Because shmak upshat, they need a pasuk because there's no shalav helech. There you're denying the karka. That's the chiddush. You don't have to make a shua on karka when you have a kfiris karkais, even though it's not shalav helech there. And that's what the miyat of the pasuk is teaching us.